prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Questions keep being asked of Mikel Arteta's team, and in their own time, they just about keep answering them. 1 month ago, after losing at home against Manchester United and going 3 league games without a win, their title challenge had hit the rocks. They looked mentally weak and were playing football in treacle. How did they respond? With emphatic victories over 2 tough opponents in Sunderland and Leeds United. In recent days, they have been barracked, not without cause, from all quarters after letting a 2-goal lead slip against Wolverhampton Wanderers, a team on track to be one of the worst in Premier League history. This time, Arsenal's answer was to dish out yet another North London derby hiding to Tottenham Hotspur, repeating their 4-1 victory from earlier in the season. There is definitely an element of its only sports, given how dreadful Igor Tudor's new team was. Given out another individual mistake from an Arsenal player, this time Declan Rice, gifted Randall Kolo Muani the opportunity to equalize in the first half, Arsenal deserve credit for showing the mental fortitude to overcome adversity and reclaim their 5-point lead at the top. They have not been in imperious form this year. 4 wins, 4 draws, and 1 defeat from 9 league matches in 2026. But evidence is starting to stack up that mentality is less the question that Arsenal have to answer this season. It's just about whether they are good enough to stave off Manchester City. Welcome to Sports Planet Podcast, a production of Complete Sports Studios. Today on the show, the English Premier League is in focus. Let's take a quick break and we will return with the show proper.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hola, my name is Javier Del Rio. I'm the country manager for La Liga in Nigeria. And please keep listening to Sports Planet.
Welcome back to Sports Planet Podcast, a production of Complete Sports Studios. Ebere Chiesi and Victor Gyokeres both scored twice in an emphatic 4-1 North London derby win for Arsenal as the Gunners restored their 5-point lead over Manchester City at the top of the Premier League with 10 matches remaining. Eze extended his scoring streak against the side he rejected in favour of a move to his boyhood team from Crystal Palace last summer, netting twice, while Gyokeres produced his best performance since arriving from Sporting Lisbon last summer. Although Randall Kolo Muani briefly gave Tottenham hope for a positive result when he cancelled out Eze's first half opener, new coach Igor Tudor suffered a heavy defeat in his first game in charge, and his team is facing a battle against relegation at the wrong end of the table. Football pundits react to Arsenal's 4-1 thrashing of Tottenham Hotspur.
This is Sports Planet.
Absolutely a massive win. I mean, it was a highly interesting game. Obviously, you know, Tottenham with their back against the walls, and they know that it's difficult times fighting now relegation suddenly and having a change of manager. So they went through a lot the last couple of days, and Arsenal needed these 3 points also badly because Man City is is coming back up. So from the beginning on, we saw a highly interesting game. I thought the energy in the stadium was unbelievable. At least it came across on TV. So supportive from the Spurs fans. They really believed in something special can happen. Even when Arsenal went up, you know, with Eze, his first goal, there was belief. They responded right away. Kolo Muani scored then the equalizer just 2-3 minutes after Arsenal's goal, and the atmosphere seemed to be boiling over. It was fantastic. But then, right after halftime, you know, Gyokeres with his first one, like 2-3 minutes into the second half, you know, kind of killed almost everybody. You know, it's just like no, you know. And then the 3-1 then, you know, killed it off. Even if Richarlison, I think at the end, you know, if this is this goes in the 83rd minute there, 3-2. We might have still an interesting game. Overall, there's no doubt that Arsenal was the better team over the whole 90 minutes, created far more chances. And Tottenham is now going through an emotional roller coaster the next couple of weeks because they need desperately points, obviously, to fight relegation. At the same time, you know, they play Champions League, as crazy as it sounds, you know, in the middle then in March. And to juggle these two things, so it's not going to be easy for Tudor, but it's doable. I thought, you know, we saw some light things, you know, with Spurs, some positives that they can definitely take away with. But obviously, when you hear then the result 4-1, it is for all of us as Spurs fans, it's a very, very bitter result.
Yeah, roller coaster, I think, complimentary. I think Tower of Terror if more is what it's like for Spurs at the moment. We'll talk about that and their relegation scrap, which is definitely a fact later on. But for Arsenal, Craig, as I said, exactly what needed. And it's the two new signings that they spent a lot of money on, obviously, in the summer, who haven't maybe had the impact that we're expecting, had the impact today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jokeres had a lot of time and space for the first one and he shrugged off young Archie Gray for the second. But that's part of the game. You have to deal with that. Eze, obviously, it has been a roller coaster for him. He's a better player, I think, much better player than we've seen in terms of his consistency. But I think that's been plagued a little bit by Odegaard's return, and that kind of muddied the waters. So he spent a bit of time out of position. He spent a bit of time on the bench, and I think he's found it hard to get the consistency. We talked about Odegaard last year in the bigger games. He's a tidy player, but does he do it enough in terms of end product in the bigger games? And I think there is a question to be asked about that. Whereas I think if you give Eze a run in the team, I do think he's got more end product to his game. You know, Odegaard does some lovely things in the middle of the park and some nice little link-up play and all that. I'm not taking that away from him, Stevie, but I just feel with Eze, he may sometimes look a little lazy, a little lumbered, and maybe gives the ball away now and again, but you just feel that he's got that special ingredient in him to play score a goal, to do something different.
Remember what you said during the game. You said Odegaard's not in the position in the box to score in the first goal.
Right.
And that really is, that's been a problem for Arsenal all season. Somebody from the middle of the park getting in the box and putting the ball in the back of the net, because Jokeres hasn't been as consistently doing that as we hoped. So, yeah, I think... Personally, I think Eze has to be given a chance in that spot in a run of games.
Yeah, run
because
of games.
It's unfair to put somebody in for a game, take him out for a game, in for another game, out in such an important position, because that is the key for Arsenal. They need somebody in the middle of the park to go forward and either create chances, and he did that last week in the FA Cup, and then today he's scoring goals. So he has to be able to get some consistent games together to give an opportunity to be the player we know he is.
I remember when he scored.
You keep taking him in and out. He's never going to do that consistently.
I don't know how long after it was when he scored the hat trick at the Emirates against Spurs that they played Villa away. I'm not saying it was the next game, but it might have been a game or two. I don't know. Can't remember. But they played Villa away. Didn't play particularly well. Odegaard played, and Eze was shifted onto the left hand side, which by the way is where he played for Crystal Palace a lot. But he had a really poor game and he was subbed, I think, after 45 minutes. And he just felt that knocked his... Even though he'd scored the hat-trick not too long before, you just felt that kind of knocked his confidence a little bit, thinking, I'm going to get shifted when Odegaard's back. I'm not going to play. And sometimes that gets into the mental side of a player's head. But I agree with Stevie. I think if they give him a run of games in that position, sometimes he gets a little frustrating during a game. But most of the times, he then pops up and he does something really good. He plays a lovely pass over the top, or he turns up, he scores a goal, or he's on the end of something. And I think at the moment, if you asked, you know, most Arsenal fans, who would you prefer in there? I think, certainly from my point of view, Eze would be the one. And on the other point with the strikers, we've had this conversation. I think Julian Laurence has said many times, oh, Arteta it'll be horses for courses in terms of if it's Kai Havertz or Gabriel Jesus or Victor Jokeres that plays up front. I think that's smoke and mirrors. I think the player that plays up front is the player that's scoring goals. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Jokeres wasn't and Jesus was fit and Havertz was back was the reason he was on the bench. But if he goes on a run between now and end of the season, which will take them to the league title, by the way, he'll be the guy that starts, regardless whether they're playing Wolverhampton Wanderers or Manchester City.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
How's it, Nigeria? My name is Fabio De Dominicis, a sports journalist from South Africa for Kickoff Magazine. Keep listening to Sports Planet, you know where it's at.
This is where we draw the curtain on today's episode of Sports Planet Podcast. My name remains Oluyemi Ogunseyin. Join us next time for the next episode of the show. Welcome to the planet.